The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 27, Parables. Much of Jesus' teaching was in parables, memorable stories drawn from people's everyday experience which convey a spiritual meaning. He spoke, for example, of a sower scattering seed widely over a field. Some fell on the footpath and was quickly eaten by birds. Some fell on rocky ground with little soil. It sprang up quickly but soon withered under the sun's rays. Some fell among thistles which choked it as it grew, and some fell on good ground and produced an abundant crop. Jesus later explained to his disciples that the seed was the word of God. Some hear it and immediately forget it. Some receive it with enthusiasm but have no staying power. Some receive it, but it's soon choked by worldly cares and pleasures. And some accept it and bear the fruit of lives pleasing to God. To a lawyer who asked him who should count as a neighbour, he responded with a parable about a man who was attacked on a lonely road by robbers who left him half dead. When they saw the victim, both a priest and a temple servant passed by on the other side of the road and did nothing to help him. But a Samaritan, a man from a community the Jews hated and despised, took pity on him. He tended his wounds, took him to an inn, and paid the innkeeper to take care of him. "Which of the three," asked Jesus, "was neighbour to the man who had been attacked?" The lawyer replied, "The one who showed him kindness." Jesus concluded, "Go and do as he did." To illustrate the generous love of God, Jesus told a story about a landowner who had two sons. One day the younger asked for his inheritance and then went away and wasted it on foolish and extravagant living. Having lost everything, he decided to return home and to throw himself on his father's mercy. When he was still a long way, his father saw him coming, ran to meet him, forgive him on the spot, and arranged a huge party for him. However, this infuriated the elder son, who had stayed at home and worked hard, never putting a foot wrong. He complained bitterly to his father about the fact that his brother was being treated more generously than himself. In reply, his father reminded him that he was heir to the whole estate, but insisted that it was right to rejoice when a lost child came home. This was taken from the Gospels of Mark and Luke.